Okay, it's not a question of organizers or not. All the friends participated in together. This is a project of all of us. And I'm also happy it is called Connecting. This is the title of Connecting and Building Our Future Together. So before we tell you all about it, it's more important to speak about the goal. The purpose was to people experience connection. That was our inner goal. And I think we have achieved it very well. The event was a very warm event, very connecting event, strong feeling of connection. In the first part, we started it with the connecting games. Part of the friends who were moderators and part of were moderators of other tables, they led that part. We continued with questions, open questions, and at the end, we had one big circle, common circle for everyone, where people talked about their feelings, and then we could see the experience and the inspiration they received. The event took place in Kiryat Shmona. It's the city in the north of Israel. For our friends overseas, Kiryat Shmona is the it's a north city on the border with Lebanon. It has a certain nature. It is considered a city with some difficulties, and it was the first event. We weren't sure who will be there. 300 people from different organizations came. Many of them are partners of ours. We weren't there alone. It was the first time we collaborated with many other organizations, youth organizations, social organizations, the community centers, organizations. We've worked together, and it's a great progress for us because this is a part of a whole move we're taking in the direction Rav is guiding us to lead this whole state into a process of a new discussion and atmosphere. The audience there was very diverse, and the most important thing is that we were able to connect everyone and to maintain that feeling of unity, because from that state of connection, we can now approach and solving problems. More of the places understood it more, some less, but the feeling, we don't always have to understand things in our intellect, but the feeling did went through that the words unity, connecting, bonding came up from in different angles. And now let the friends say some more things about it.
I barely slept in the night, to all of us, and I was very excited about the event. It was very special, and if Rav says that we stream a certain inner special force in these events and what they cause in the world, even if we see or don't see or will see in the future, as Rav says, then yesterday was really felt there was a really strong power there, and it's hard for me to kind of explain what happened in all the tables around me, but it was clear to me what happened in the table that I was in and it, how it's going to happen in the next events. I can say that people are really thirsty. You can hear it in their words. You don't need to do much. You just need to let them speak, listen, and all the preparations that we do here, all the training that we do here, suddenly become something very simple, real, flowing, natural. Just listen to the words they say, just like we do in the trainings here or in the workshops here. And it gives a better and better focus. There was a really good atmosphere, and I actually kind of felt it best towards the end. There was a woman there that was really amazed all the time and said, wow, it's amazing how everything is, how we're all coordinated, how we're all talking about the same thing, how we're all reaching the same thought, and how there's a special connection here and warmth here. And the people there from all kinds of movements and social organizations, all they talk about was what is a unique feeling and atmosphere there is here. And it's beautiful to see this kind of initial preliminary kind of impression that people have. And so there were more people who were here. Maybe they can add.
I think for me, one of the most exciting things that represent what I felt there is the conclusion of one of the people who participated there. He was an old Orthodox guy who participated in different forms of social activity, and he said that he's been trying for many years, succeeds and fails, and the air comes out of his wings every once in a while. And then he said that this event reignited his spark, and now he believes it is possible once again. And it means everything for me, an Orthodox who saw many things in life, who despaired or did not from his ability to change things. It's like in a friend's meeting, in the conclusion after the tables, he said from the bottom of his heart that he once again believes that he sees so many people talking together, wanting to make a change positively, that brought the spark once again into his heart. That says it all.
Lior will add, I just want to give a few more small examples. You know, as we're talking about it, it's coming back. Really, sleep wasn't the strongest side of the last few days. But so the mayor of Tzfat city, for instance, came, who was a very young mayor, very dynamic and so on. In general, he was supposed to come and give a greeting, you know. And he also said this. This is also symbolizing the style of the dialogue that was there. He said, you know, some people come and go, but there was and usually this is what mayors do in these events, but there was an atmosphere that I didn't want to go. And he sat in his table, and there was actually his deputy was there as well, who's actually Orthodox. And it's like, and the style of the discussion and atmosphere that was there was like a magnet, and people really couldn't leave. And I do have experience with about 40 events of roundtable events so far. And in general, there's always some leakage that as time progresses, some people do leave. And here, no one left. It was really, and it was very hot. It was very hot. Temperature was like 35 Celsius, so much that people were even afraid that no one will come. And we don't realize, but when 300 people come together in Kiryat Shmona in the north, is really something that we don't understand. It's not Tel Aviv. It's not, you know, it's a different place with a different scope and style of people. And another small thing before Leo will add is yesterday's event was for leaders of social organizations, local authorities, youth movements, local centers, voluntary organizations, and so on. It wasn't for the broad public. The goal of that was to train those leaders of organizations to be agents of change, to start organizing their people, so that in November we'll have a very, very big event that all over the country. And also the groups, our groups in the north put a lot of effort and did a really good job. People came from here that did a great job as well, and I think they experienced an important experience in mixing with the audience as well. And I think that the Haifa group, or all the area there headed by the Haifa group today, are leading the event there. And so people who need to come, we already addressed them. It's very good that the other friends will come and will support through watching. But we want to keep the certain balance, correct balance between our people there in the event and other organizations' people. So please do.
I think everyone who was there will agree with me that we are in the verge of a revolution. That's the only way to describe it. What is happening here in Israel is unbelievable. You can see in practice how our spiritual strength is clothing on the people. And when you are in such an event, you cannot describe the importance of the strength, the power that we have there. It is a revolution. It is very, very exciting that our connection with the people, I think that during this wide move that will be ended will continue till September and onward. Our connection with the people as we go after such events will change significantly. We are feeding ourselves into the people of Israel. People hear us and they know that it comes from the Arvut movement. And beyond the externality, there's this inner gear that turns us and the people into one, which is something super exciting. And another thing that Dudi said it, everybody said it, and I will say it too. It is so important. There is nothing more other than a feeling. In such an event, you have no time to convey a message. This is not the platform for it. But somehow, it comes out naturally. We know exactly how it works, but eventually, I was sitting in a circle with few people. You know, they see life as they do. Our messages seem so far away from them. And you could really feel such a process going on, how it really requires a great effort, but gradually we come to a common emotion. And then people who are very skeptical, who found it hard to be a part of this discussion, all of a sudden we came out as one, and that event was completed with an uplifted spirit. And this is eventually what we have to convey. That's obvious. And it goes through very nicely. I wrote a note for myself here. The quality of our people, it is so obvious. Everyone studying with us, I was sitting with two of our friends from the north, from the Galilee. The light simply takes a person and reformates him entirely differently. And these are people who know how to lead. Their perception, their observation over the world is so wide, is so deep. So I really address each and everyone studying with us. Don't be afraid. Each and every one of us has a nuclear engine that simply awaits to come out. The people are waiting for such an encounter. And people do it so sensitively, with such sensitivity. I'm amazed from the friends from the Arvut movement who were with me in the circle, and they help our message to be passed on. And Eli will probably hit me later on, but and Aviu, they are doing it so wonderfully. They are so modest, but one cannot be impressed and inspired from the work these two guys are doing. And mainly from the atmosphere of connection, they try to fit in into everything they do, the way they manage that project. It simply makes you be jealous of their desire to keep everything connected, one, and we are all so grateful to them. And there's also Shimon.
Right, before Shimon, it's not the Aviu and Eli, I want to say about the groups in the Galilee. It's not easy to establish groups there, and our group there is getting very, very stronger, and we go through a process with them. When he came there for the first time, I remember there was an event in Tel Chai, and the friends were, you know, still kind of not ripe there. And today, it's amazing to see friends came from the Galil group, from the Golan Heights as well. I don't know if many people know this, but and in all the in many kibbutz areas in the area there, and people who lead and who are capable of meeting with other people. We have our technical team that stayed in the north and continues with its van to the other place. They didn't even come back because technically it was just more efficient. And they're a whole unit of the in and of themselves. It's there's a whole other platform to speak about them, Yura and Shai and Alex and Yoni and so on, and of course all the friends who joined them as well, Israel Schusterman and others. In short, friends really, really very well, you know, unified, and somehow wherever they come, they know how to solve everything, offer, you know, put a whole backup plan for the electricity there and operated it. It's amazing. And today we're very excited towards the event in Haifa. Friends there are excited. They're going to lead the event there. It's going to be a bit of a different event there. There's going to be many friends from the Arab sector. And it's interesting. It's going to be kind of a different event. And this is also the interesting thing in this country, that very varied population. Yeah.
Many things has been said, and I feel everything that had been said. On there was one word which repeated itself so many.
Hope.
And I was very surprised from the youth. We had many youth there. They were so mature, so ready, and it was a very unique sensation. I was supposed to go there for two times. I want to go all the times, all four times, because this is a very special, unique experience, Ole Chaim.
Well, a few announcements. Tomorrow there is a unity and dissemination evening for all the Israeli Kli at 6:30. There will be workshops and a festive event of Motimol. We invite everyone to take part in any Arvut center in Israel. And just call 1-700-509-209. And we have a convention of connection in the north. This is going to be on July from the 5th to the 7th, Thursday to Saturday, Israel time, in the north, our unity convention. For details, go to com.co.il. Thank you, and great day and great night. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Калининград, по-китайски говорят, расстояние пропало от Аляски до Урала, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine